All right, so more of this that I absolutely have to get this off my chest because I can't take this. This is such garbage. But it's unfolding, and it's really easy to see what it actually is. So if you understand what's going on, then you know you can better understand the PSYOP, the plan, the game. That's happening, okay? So here's the thing, okay? Here's what I want you to understand. From my underground bunker, deep behind enemy lines, just kidding. I just skinned a deer, actually. So I was out here skinning this deer, and I just saw some of this stuff. I just finished it. And I just saw some of this stuff, and it drives me so absolutely insane that I have to say something about it. Okay, so they set these people up today, big time, okay? Now, they were set up for a war to happen there at that Capitol, and no doubt there's agent provocateurs all over that, Alex Jones being one of them, an absolute agent provocateur. So he was out there, and he was part of the game, all right? So, you know, that's part of it. But here's the thing. They set those people up, but they did more than that. This was about thwarting any opposition to the election that anybody would come up. Now, first of all, you have to understand there's no way to overturn an election through what was going on today. Now, Trump and all those other ones, they might have got everybody all worked up to believe there's something they could do. Pence didn't have the power to do anything there. All it is a formality. There's no power for him. He has no power to do anything like that. It's a formality. So he didn't do anything wrong per se. Trump led people to believe that something can be, all these people are leading people to believe that there's something that can be done to reverse this. The only thing that could have possibly been done is to prove the voter fraud. And then if the Supreme Court would have took it up, then there's a challenge there. Right? So basically, here's the thing. There was no, if people are going to believe that there's a way that this election was going to be overturned, that's what I thought. People were in this secret Facebook group and they're talking about like, oh, this election's going to be, I said, nothing's going to happen. Biden's going to be president. Trump's not going to beat this. They're not going to let that happen. I could see that after about a week or two of what was going on. And I was like, nah, there ain't nothing happening here. There ain't nothing going to change here. Now, those people were set up. They went there, and most of them are just good people that thought that they were standing up for liberty. They didn't realize they were being set up and led into the Capitol and all this stuff because there was just an absolute strategy going on, a strategy to sink these people, okay? A strategy to make, see, here's the thing. I know I'm not trusting the plan hard enough. It's 5D chess with Trump, right? I'm so sick of hearing that stupid stuff. I've heard it for 4 years. Yeah, I know, Jen. But anyway, so here's the thing. There was a expectation that something was going to happen. Nothing was going to happen to change that. What happened was they want to sink the narrative of the white conservative people or Bible believing Christian type people. They want to sink that conservative narrative. First of all, Trump's not a Christian and he's not a conservative. He's none of those things. Okay? He's absolutely none of those things. But they use it to sink the position. That's what you have to understand. I think I'm really fired up because it's like a bunch of witches that are up there playing games with people's lives. And they knew full well that they got those people all jacked up and all excited to do that. And then what did they do? Nothing. And then they turned it into a riot. That's what they turned it into. And then they turned it into a murder because somebody got, because the Capitol Police or FBI or somebody shot somebody there in DC. And now they're going to sink Trump. They're going to sink the man. But it doesn't, it's not that the man matters. It's the position. You have, that's what you have to understand. And not even the president. It's the position of being a conservative white male that they're demonizing with all this. And they're all going to walk away and leave. And all the destruction is being done. Because then you got like Biden coming in there. And he's like this, oh, well, we got to stop the Trump. I call upon the president to stop this and to do this. And then all these people are like turning on Trump and they're saying all this. Why are they doing that? When nobody did that with BLM, Antifa, nobody did that when they were burning Minneapolis down. Nobody did that when they were burning all the stores down. Nobody did that when they were locking the country down. Right? They didn't stop anything in Minneapolis. Why? Because they want to make conservatives, Americana people like that, look bad. Like they're the fringe crazy people. That's what it is. To make people like that look crazy. Well, I'm glad I was never on the Trump train, I'm telling you, because they're going to sink that Trump train hard and make sure he never gets back in there or anywhere close to that. All of this was to set those patriots up. All of it was. And to sink their position. Just all of it. The winning of those two elections, if you actually believe that those two elections were won by 1% of the vote and you can count that, that is absolutely asinine. You have to be a complete moron to believe that that election was even real. They haven't been real for a while, but I'll tell you something. They proved it now with these ballots that they will do whatever they want to do. Trump will go off and he'll be gone and they'll make sure that he never comes back. That's what they're going to do. That's how they're going to do it. But this is a setup to hate Christians. That's what it's about. It's to hate Christians. It's going to be to come after us. Never mind the Trump train. Never mind any of that. It's Christians. That's what this whole thing is about. It's about Christians. They hate Bible-believing Christians. And Trump wasn't one. Trump wasn't one, but he represented one. That's what you people have to understand sometimes, brothers. That's what you have to understand. It's not that they're real. It's the position they're trying to sink. They're trying to sink the position of being a Christian. That's what they're doing. That's what this thing is all about. That's what they're doing. That's the setup. And they got to tank this thing out before they leave. And Trump's, I don't know if you could say he's guilty of inciting those people. He's a master manipulator. He knows how to get people riled up. He knows that there's nothing that can be done. Trump knows there's nothing that can be done. He knows there's no way to change that election. He is just causing as much as he can because he's a master wizard. And some of you don't realize you've been played. He's a wizard. I'm telling you, you don't think I'm serious. I said it years ago. Trump's a wizard. He's not an idiot. He knows how to get those people fired up. He knows how to get them excited. And it's working. Now, do I believe that was like a real patriot that busted in? No, I think there's a bunch of Antifa, BLM, nasty coadjutor people in there. I absolutely believe that. That's what's going on. But that's what they're pushing. And it's witchcraft. Because when you try to explain it, nobody will believe you. Is all the fraud stuff that Trump said true? Yes. Why won't they believe? Why won't other people believe? Because it's witchcraft. It's witchcraft. See, Democrats 4 years ago talked about all the cheating and voting and all the stuff going on. It's witchcraft. And you won't give. Look, I've had the liars out there. I've had people do that stuff to me. I've went through all that stuff. So I know that when you try to explain to people the truth, if they're bewitched, they won't believe you. You can have all the evidence you want. And all you can do is just walk away and go serve God. And that's what I had to do. I know what that's like. I know what that game is. And I know what that's like. And you ain't going to convince people that are bewitched. You just won't. You just walk away and serve God. So I'm telling you, this was all a plot to shut people up. So then if you do talk about fraud, sure, you ought to pray against witchcraft. You ought to pray against a lot of things. Absolutely. You ought to pray against Satan's devices. Of course, you ought to pray what the scriptures say. I'm telling you. They do have to sell out to become power, and they're all in on it. By the way, what'd they say? Did you see what they said? They got up there and said, in a show of unity to show the mob that you're not gonna win, we will rise. America, 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 we will keep our beast system going. Do you see what they did? So like 93 senators voted against objections. They voted against objections to the elections in a show of unity that the mob would not win. If that's not a psyop, dude, I don't even know what one is then. That was a straight up satanic psyop. They did it on purpose. And they did it to mock people. Oh, we have to stand in unity against the mob that tried to stop democracy. We're going to save democracy, when really what they're doing is sinking it. They're sinking it. And then you got all these people saying, I'm so ashamed of America today. I'm so ashamed of what happened today in America. And then you got Boris Johnson. That fool over there sipping tea over in England. Telling us that, oh, you should be ashamed and all this other stuff. Really? You got your whole country locked down. You can't even go outside and drink your little tea and crumpets, you little Fruit Loop. Don't tell us what to do over here, please. Give me a break, you bunch of commies. So the point is when you look at it, it's all to make Christianity and a real republic look bad. They are gutting everything from the republic. And they're doing it with lies. That's how Satan works. But see, there's an element of the truth to it. That's the problem. They got up there and said, yeah, we can't stop the mob. The mob's not going to stop us. Yeah, you shot some lady and killed her in cold blood. She didn't even do anything to you. The mob won't stop us. You know what they're sending a signal to? That we won't listen to you. We do what we want. That's what they do. And that's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. They're showing you that they do whatever they want to do, and it's all an illusion. That's what they're doing. So this was all about shutting down any opposition at all and sinking the position of checking into voter fraud, sinking the position of white conservative or Christian America, any Christians in America, the evangelical group, and they were all in on it, by the way, all of them. They know what they're doing. That's their plan, and that's their game. It was to sink it all. They got to, before he leaves office, they got to make a white conservative Christian position look like the devil, when really it's witchcraft and it's the absolute opposite. But that's what they're doing. That's why they're doing it. That's the game plan. That's the game plan. So anyway, that's what that was all about. And they're all lying. They're all like, yeah, we saved democracy today because we voted and we kept the Electoral College alive and all this other stuff. All it is just a big game to them. But it's people's lives that are being destroyed. But they don't care. They don't care. Anyway, I just had to get that off my chest. I'm telling you, it's a big scam. They did that to shut everybody up and to push forward what they wanted. And Trump's position has to look like a clown completely. It's craft. It is witchcraft. That's what it's about. That's what it is, and that's what they're doing right now. This is what witchcraft is. When you're like, what in the world just happened? That's what happened. That's witches. That's the devil. That's Satan. We got to get out there and preach the gospel to people. They need to be on the gospel train, not the Trump train, because that thing's sinking quick. It's going down. And that's what's happening. So we need to get out there and see people get saved. I'm going out this weekend and preach the gospel. We're going to all go out somewhere and preach. That's what we're going to do. We're going to preach to a bunch of lost sinners that need to hear the truth. God's people need to get right with God, get into churches, serve the Lord, be faithful, preach the gospel, and live a life of holiness and righteousness and separation and godly fear. And quit looking to these politicians. And looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Jesus said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And that's what we need to be. We don't need any of these politicians in that sense. We need truth. We need the Bible. We need the Word of God. And God's people need to live for Christ and give their hearts fully to the Lord Jesus Christ and give it to the gospel and give it to helping others to see the truth. Time is of the essence. That's what needs to happen. Anyway, I'm out of here. See you tomorrow, maybe. Who knows?